in the book of Deuteronomy, quite early on in the Bible, from chapter 8. And that's where that Bible verse comes from. What was the Bible verse again?
Do not forget the Lord.
Good. It was a reminder of for the people of Israel to remember where they had come from, to remember all that God had done for them, so that they could be grateful. And it's also a reminder to us too, because it doesn't always come naturally, does it? I'm with Rachel. I'm terrible at remembering things. But there's good news, because God doesn't leave us on our own and let us do it by ourselves. It's not about self-help. It's about God help. So I'm going to use some self-help books today to help to illustrate how we can be remembering God and be thankful to him. So our first sketch that we saw God rescuing the people from slavery and providing water for them in the desert. Wonder how you're getting on with your tick sheets. I just mentioned one of them. Did you notice it? So, my first book, this one, he provided for the things that they needed, even when things looked really hopeless, when they were really, really thirsty. This first book would have us believe, it's called The Power of Full Engagement. This says, all we have to do to achieve everything we need in life is to use our energy well, and that will change everything. And everything will fall into place if we just use our energy well. The problem is that the Bible says that we can't look after ourselves eternally. We may be able to make some changes now through effort, but I don't know about you. I'm not that good at doing that, not long term anyway. I fall back into bad habits. And actually, it's eternity that really matters. Even when we think we can be doing things for ourselves, as we saw in that last sketch, actually it's God who gives us our skills and our abilities. He's the one who gives us our very life. So we shouldn't be proud of ourselves when we're achieving something for ourselves, but we should be turning these feelings into thanks for God and acknowledging that everything is coming from him. Also, we can be thankful to God because just as he rescued the Israelites from slavery, if we're Christians, we've also been saved from slavery to sin. And again, this is not something that we've done ourselves, so we shouldn't be proud about it. We've not done this through hard work or cleverness or channeling our energies correctly. God has done everything that he needs so that we can be saved. He's provided for our deepest, deepest needs in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. All we need to do is to accept that gift and be thankful to him. So that's the first one. In our second sketch today, we saw that even after God miraculously provided food and water for his people, the manna from heaven, they still moaned and grumbled and complained. It's so easy, isn't it, to focus on the bad things in life and to let them distract us from giving thanks. But the Bible teaches that we should have a thankful attitude. My next book is called Nudge. It's quite a good name, I think, Nudge. This claims that we can nudge ourselves into good decisions. And doing this will give us health, wealth, and happiness. Quite a claim. Well, what does the Bible say about that? To remember him and to be thankful, we need to do something. The second part of the verse, where our memory verse comes from, says that we need to be observing his commands, his laws, and his decrees. So what does that mean? It means we should be turning to his Bible, his word, regularly, studying it, trying to understand what it says, and then actually trying to put it into practice through his strength. By understanding what God has done for us, that will help us to be thankful. And this thanksgiving will be a real thanksgiving, in a way that no amount of self-discipline or driving ourselves or nudging ourselves along could ever achieve. In our third sketch today, We saw the Israelites learning that they should be thankful in both good times and bad times. Life is a really fragile thing. People can be rich, but then lose all their money. People can be healthy, but then get sick. People who are in power can lose all of their control. Our next book claims to teach people to drive yourself sane. You wonder where they come up with these things, don't you? It actually says, this is a quote from the book, "Living more sanely in a highly irrational and partly insane world. By relying on ourselves," it says, "and changing our attitudes and thoughts, we can cure all racism, all sexism, and all other dangerous follies." That's the book you need, apparently. The problem is, if we rely on ourselves and in temporary things like money and health or power, when they fall apart, our life falls into disaster. It's not helpful. The Bible says we can rely on God because God is unshakable. When life's disasters hit, we can know that God is still in control and he is holding on to us tightly, even though everything around us is falling apart. And when things are going well, we don't need to be afraid that everything will fall apart because God is always with us. In our final sketch, we saw a vision of the future, the promised land of the Old Testament. It was a glimpse of the land that we too have been promised, the future that is in heaven. God found a way. He planned a way for us to be able to follow Jesus into heaven. So we can trust in the work that Jesus did on the cross. There's nothing that we can be doing to save ourselves. Our next book, How to Develop Self-Confidence and Influence People by Public Speaking. It's all about self-confidence. But as Christians, our confidence is not based on ourselves, but it's based on God. He is the one who's called us, and he is the one who has done everything that we need so that we can be close to him again. Revelation chapter 3 speaks of Jesus standing at the door and knocking. He's taken that first step. All we need to do is to open that door and let him in, and he will do everything else. This term at MIE, we're thinking about how to be part of church, and especially here at MIE. So what can we expect from MIE on the subject of thankfulness? What can we expect to get from church on this subject? Well, you can expect teaching on the subject like this. You can expect that we should be giving you opportunities to understand what it means to be thankful, why we should be thankful. The chance to have services like this, setting aside time for thanks. We can expect our small groups and our home groups to be places where we can be encouraging people to give thanks. And what can MIE expect of you? Well, we can expect that each of us within the church is striving to study God's work, looking at his word, so that we can be avoiding grumbling, not getting into the habit of looking on the bad side, but trying to come to God in everything, encouraging other people. So as they're encouraging you, you can be encouraging others as well. That we're finding ways to tell people why we're thankful for them and thanking God for those people around us. And to have a joyful attitude that is based on the confidence of his promise in heaven. The final book I've got. I think you're going to like this one. You Are Your Own Gym. The strapline for this: use the body you have to build the body you want. Clearly I'm following this. But what an amazing message for Christians. You're going, hang on a minute, what? To become more thankful people, the body that we want to have. We should use the body that we have. So as Christians, what is the body that we have? Well, the body we belong to as Christians is the body of Christ, the church. We can rely on our brothers and sisters to support us, to encourage us along the way, to becoming part of a church that is thankful, that is taking time out, and a church who does not forget the Lord. Because what is our verse for today? Hey, you're getting better. So let's thank God today. Let's thank Him for providing for our basic needs, for rescuing us from sin and the slavery that it was put us under, for giving us commands and laws and decrees that are there to help us. Let's thank God that He is unshakable. And let's thank God for the promise of heaven, the future that is there waiting for us to take hold of, and providing a way so that we can actually get there.